Come on in. Classroom is now in session. Dominion Over Finances is back with you yet again for another awesome session. We wrapped up Money May last month, or last week rather. We talked about money answering all, money being a witness, money being a defense, and money being seed. Now, I want to come back and I want to talk to you about a very, very important topic. But not only that, it is something that we all in the kingdom need to be aware of and need to stand on guard of as it pertains to money. Now, I know that there is a fallacy that money is the root of all evil. In fact, that is not the scripture that you find. I believe it's in the book of Timothy, or the epistle of Timothy rather. But what we find in scripture is this: for the love of money is the root of all evil. So in that, the apostle Paul was teaching that we are not to have a love for money. We are not to have a love for money. And Jesus in the book of Matthew said something that is very similar to what Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, his young minister in training. Nevertheless, before I jump ahead of myself, I want to talk to you today about mammon. Mammon. That is M-A-M-M-O-N. Mammon. And there is a spirit that is attached to mammon that we in the kingdom must guard ourselves against. And that is what I want to talk to you about on today. Let's talk about mammon. So when you look at the Greek word for mammon, and you don't find mammon a whole lot in scripture, there are like maybe four or five instances where this particular word is expressed in scripture. That Greek word for mammon is mammonas, mammonas, and that means wealth or wealth personified. That means avarice, which means a greed for money. It speaks of treasure. So remember, Jesus spoke of wherever your treasure is, so your heart is. And I paraphrase there. But again, mammon and the spirit that is attached to mammon, it says a whole lot. That is a spirit of greed. That is a spirit that will go after money at all costs. That is a spirit which will cause you to do anything and to sacrifice anything for money, including your relationship with God. So let's go here. Matthew 6 and 24. Jesus is teaching, and this is a scripture, and this is teaching directly from Jesus when he says this: no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. I don't have time to really break down the entire scripture here with you today, but there's that last comment that I really want to delve into with you on today, and that is, ye cannot serve God and mammon. Now, Jesus is saying you can't serve two masters, right? So if with that script, with that definition, I talked about how mammon is the greed for money. And in this particular scripture, Jesus is pointing out, you are not. If mammon is going to be your God, little G-O-D, you cannot serve God and serve mammon. And that's interesting that Jesus says that, because when you really dig into the definition of mammon, and when it talks about wealth, it talks about avarice, it talks about wealth personified. Mammon is wealth personified. And wealth personified is wealth that has now taken on a personality of its own. And something cannot have a personality unless you have made it a person. Unless you have made it a person. And what happens there is when you serve Mammon, and when the spirit of Mammon has taken over in your life, your wealth now comes in to impersonate. You see that word person there again. It comes in to impersonate God. Little G-O-D. All right? So Jesus is telling us you're not going to be able to serve them both. You must choose. And in all actuality, Mammon is going to force you to choose. Because you're going to, when that spirit is upon you, you're going to do everything you can to serve Mammon. You're going to do everything you can to continue to gain wealth. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with gaining wealth. The Bible tells us that we have been given the power to get it. But the point I'm trying to make here is this. When the spirit of Mammon is upon you and at work in you, you are going to go after the money at all costs. You have now made that money your God, little G-O-D. That money now has a personality of its own. That money now comes to impersonate God. And guess what now you open yourself up to? You open yourself up to idolatry. And God has made it absolutely clear that he would have no other God besides himself. So again, it further highlights, it further underscores what Jesus is saying, that you cannot serve God and Mammon, because the spirit of Mammon and Mammon itself will cause you to serve it, and it will become a deity or a God, lowercase G-O-D, in your life. So you may be thinking to yourself, how do I avoid this? How do I avoid Mammon not becoming a god in my life? And I have 3 points that I want to leave with you on today in terms of God not being, or God being your center, and Mammon not being a god in your life, all right? So the 3 points, here we go. First point is this. When you are, and you and I are gaining wealth, we are creating wealth and we are gaining wealth, because again, like I said, the Bible gives us the power to get wealth. We must be careful and we must bind the spirit of greed, all right? In our prayer life, we have to lay before God. We have to come before him. We have to repent and we have to ask him to show us any area in our life where greed and the need to amass and the need to have things at all costs, we must come against that. We must repent. We must not only repent in terms of prayer and laying it before God, but we have to turn from those ways now. And we have to now not go after riches and money and wealth for selfish gain, but we must go after it with the kingdom always at the forefront. Remember now, what we are getting, the power that we have been given to get wealth, is so that we can use it for the advancement of the kingdom. So it is that purpose, it is that mission that keeps us grounded and keeps us centered. But at the same time, we have to bind that spirit of greed. That is step number one. Now, having bound up that spirit of greed, now we have to loose in the earth the spirit of being a cheerful giver. Paul talks about sowing sparingly and reaping sparingly. And when you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. So we must understand and we must be that cheerful giver in the earth. We cannot be afraid. And actually, this is the countermeasure to being greedy. The countermeasure to being greedy is to give. The countermeasure to being a miser is to give. We must not be stingy with that God has entrusted us with. We must be cheerful givers because that is how the kingdom is going to show up in the earth. That is how the kingdom shall be advanced in the earth. It is through me. It is through you. It is through us collectively being cheerful givers in the earth. So that is point number two, being a cheerful giver. The last point is this, and I got to read from my notes on this one. All right. It is recognize and respect money as a tool, not an object of your affection or worship. I'm going to say that one more time because that's a mouthful, but it's good. Recognize and respect money as a tool, not as an object of your affection or worship. So we've got to put money in its perspective. We have to put money in its place. When we are coming against that spirit of mammon, we're going to bind it in the earth. It is not going to, we're going to repent against it. But now we have got to put money in its place and recognize that money is a tool. It is a tool that answers. It is a tool that is a witness. It is a tool that is a defense. It is a tool that is a seed. But money is not to be the object out of our affection, and it cannot, it must not be an object of our worship. So we've got to recognize it, and we've got to respect it as a tool. Nothing more. Recognize it and respect money as a tool. It is not to be objectified. It is not to be worshiped. So I hope this message for you on today was enlightening in some way, eye-opening in another, but I want you to know that it was important that I came behind Money May with this topic of mammon, because we don't talk about it a whole lot, but it is a spirit that is running rampant in the land in which we live. It is a spirit that is running rampant in these United States of America. And we as kingdom citizens, we as representatives of the Most High God must see, must understand, and must recognize that money, mammon, cannot be an object of our affection or of our worship, and that we must serve God and not serve mammon. Until next time, my friends, be blessed.
In our prayer life, we have to lay before God. We have to come before Him. We have to repent, and we have to ask Him to show us any area in our life where greed and the need to amass and the need to have things at all costs. We must come against that. We must repent. We must not only repent in terms of prayer and laying it before God, but we have to turn from those ways now. And we have to now not go after riches and money and wealth for selfish gain, but we must go after it with the kingdom always at the forefront.